Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Should you use AI in your business? The answer is a resounding yes, 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 yes. If you haven't started to use AI in your business as yet, why not? Because you may have a valid reason why you are not doing it. But for me and for my clients, I encourage them to use AI. However, right? There's always a however to these conversations, right? AI is a really great tool to help you with a number of different things in your business. But with everything else in business, you have to take things in with a grain of salt, and you also have to figure out how is the best way to use it in your business. So some of the ways that I use AI in my business is for like my content creation and like brainstorming ideas and that kind of thing, right? So I wouldn't say something like, okay, go and write 5 emails for my entrepreneurs about marketing. That is not how I would use AI, because it will come up with very, very generic content for you. You have to train the AI, for want of a better word, of how you want it to sound and the type of words that you want it to say. So usually when I use like ChatGPT or one of those things to help me write like a newsletter or emails or even social media posts, I usually give it a lot of prompts. I tell it how I want it to sound, what type of tone, whether it's friendly, whether it's professional. I would tell it, I would even go so far as to say, don't use these words, use these keywords, don't use emojis, don't use hashtags, right? Make sure that there's an explanation of X, Y, and Z. Make sure that this is in place. Make sure it's this long, right? Make sure that the post is this long or the email is this long. Make sure that there's a heading or a subject or a subheading. You know, give me ideas for what type of imagery I want. You know what I mean? Like, give it instructions. Usually my instructions could be a whole 3 paragraphs before it writes anything for me, right? And even in that rewriting of the information for me, I still take it and tweak it. I don't just take it verbatim. I pass it through Grammarly as well to make sure that the grammar is correct, or as correct as can be. And I still insert certain things that I want to have, right? To also make it sound and feel a lot more human, if that's how you want to explain it, right? So using AI like that, like a ChatGPT, would help you cut down a lot of time, because I know time is a big issue when people have to do like emails and newsletters and social media posts and that kind of thing. Using AI will help cut down that time that you would usually take to create that kind of messaging and content for your business, so that you can gain back that time and focus on more income generating activities in your business. Using AI also helps you to stay very, very focused on what you want to say, and you know what messages you want to communicate to your ideal clients, so you don't do the and the ha's and the, you know, you're writing on a tangent. It usually tends to keep the information very, very tight. But of course, AI now can't give your own personal stories, right? So even in their own writing, you want to make sure that you take it and you include your own personal examples and stories in your emails and in your social media posts and that kind of thing, so that you know, it sounds a lot more authentic and it doesn't sound like something that just a man off the street or any generic person is going to be talking about, right? So yes, I would say and I would recommend to you, yes, use AI, understand how it should be used. Use it to write your messaging, write your content for your email, for your website, for your social media posts. Use it to even brainstorm ideas. I use that a lot to brainstorm ideas and to give me examples of things that I can say in a proposal or say in a social media post, or, you know, expand on my content pillars and that kind of thing. So it's a great tool to also help you brainstorm ideas. It cuts down your work by half, guys, by half, so that you can focus on all the other income generating things, right, in your business. And it's something that I teach my clients to do as well, to use as well in their business, so that they move a lot faster. They move a lot faster in the creation of their messaging and, you know, just writing content for different materials that they have to use in order to build that know, like, and trust with their audience. Obviously, infuse with their own voice and infuse with their own stories as well. Yeah. So as usual, if you have any questions, jump into my DMs, leave a comment under this video, or jump. Click on the link and let's book a consultation so you can talk a little bit more about how you can use AI in your business, and I can show you exactly what I am doing so that you can also employ it in your business. Have a great day, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.